Today's podcast is brought to you by SteinerSports.com. Use the promo code ALMIGHTY in all caps, and you'll receive 20% off purchased memorabilia. Once again, use the promo code ALMIGHTY in all caps, and you'll receive 20% off sports memorabilia from SteinerSports.com. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the latest edition of The Fast Break. I am your host, Blake Rogers, and here, very special guest. I know you know him on Vine. I know you know him on YouTube. This man is a legend in the FAU community. He's a legend in the country. Like, he's doing his thing. Very special guest, Mr. Eric Dunn. How you doing this afternoon?
What's up, man? What's up, man, Blake? Thanks for having me. Appreciate it, and I'm glad to be on your show.
Man, I'm glad to have you on. I mean, it took a while. You're a very busy man, but, you know, it's worth the wait. No Lil Wayne, sorry for the wait. So, man, let's just dive into it. Obviously, your Vine portfolio, it speaks for itself. Mm-hmm. What made you start making Vine? Were you just like, you know what, the app just opened, let me just start making videos and see what happens?
Well, I found the app on Twitter. Someone I followed posted a Vine video, and I didn't know what it was. So I clicked on it, and it was just her at Chipotle with her girl. And I was like, yo, what app is this? And she was like, it's Vine. You should try it out. So that's how it happened. I just saw it on Twitter, and I just made my own videos and just blew up out of nowhere unexpectedly. And that's just how the internet works. One person posts something, and then one person inquires and uses it, and then they master it, and they share everything. And that's just how the internet works, and it's amazing.
You definitely hit the glow-up challenge.
Definitely, for sure. It's so unexpected, but I'm so grateful it happened.
With that being said, you know, you were attending FAU once you start hitting the success. Mm-hmm. How hard was it to balance school, but then, you know, also balance making hit Vines as well?
It was real hard. I had a struggle back in like 2014, whether I wanted to drop out of school and move out to Los Angeles to pursue my entertainment career, or if I wanted to duke it out and get my degree while still trying to entertain people on the internet. But I chose the degree route for my own purpose because I wanted the degree in hand. I just wanted, you know, the internet popularity, but also the credibility of education. And education is important. And I saw all these Vine people dropping out of college and moving out to Los Angeles and moving in together out there in Hollywood. And I was seeing this and I was like, man, that'd be dope if I could do that. But I just wanted to enjoy my college time because I was having fun making videos. I was the man on campus. I was getting bottles at the club. So I was getting the hookup in school. So I didn't really want to lose that and just move out to Cali right away because I didn't know if it was going to stick around a long time and if I would have been able to carry that momentum out in California. So it was a challenge for sure, though. But, you know, I wanted that degree.
Yeah, you know, and honestly, at that age, you know, it speaks for a lot of maturity because coming from a place, I know me personally, man, I'm making Vine hits, you know, forget about school. I'm trying to do it big, go to Hollywood. But then it's like, mm-hmm. You're like, no, because you were, if I'm correct, you were majoring in a business, right?
Yeah, I changed my major a few times, actually, from 2011 to 2016. But I ended up finishing with my degree in economics. So, and I didn't really want to do anything other than business in college because I went into a film major at one point. But I was like, I'm teaching myself this stuff already. I don't need someone else to teach me something and pay for classes when I'm already doing it myself. So I just stuck out a business degree and got a degree in economics. So,
you know what? I respect you for that. You got your degree and, you know, that really speaks volume. You were talking about you were the man on FAU. You really put FAU on the map. You know, you think of Florida, you think of Florida State, all those schools, but FAU is kind of, you know, like it's a respectable foundation. But then I read articles that people actually commit to FAU just to get a glimpse of you. How did that make you feel?
Well, I had a feeling that I was a big part of the attendance rate because while I was in college, I was getting tweets from people saying, I'm still getting them today. People asking me, yo, should I go to FAU? People asking me, they got accepted into FAU and FSU. They're like, which school should I go to? And if they give me any other school but FSU, I usually tell them FAU. Because I've been to FSU, and that school is a party, crazy school. And I, even though I'm loyal to my Owls, I just can't tell people to not go to Florida State. You know, they got that great football program. They got all the fine women. But it's just a good-ass school. And But so I had a dude come to me. He was like, should I go to FGCU? And I was like, nah, man, nah, I go to FAU. So it's cool when people ask me that because they really look to me for guidance and where they want to attend college. So I don't just say, hey, come to FAU. I tell them what it offers, what's around there party-wise, because I just don't want to tell them, hey, come to FAU because I went here. I actually want to give them a reason to go, you know?
That's dope. Now, if I'm correct on this, didn't like at one point when Vine was like at its peak, didn't a lot of people, one of the major Viners, didn't you all gang up at FAU and just make a whole bunch of Vines together?
Yeah, we did. It was crazy that there were so many Viners at FAU. Robbie Ayala was a guy that was pretty much growing on Vine in the same numbers as me. Like, we had the same amount of followers for a while. And I didn't know he went to FAU until he posted at FAU one time. And then we just ganged up when the semester started. It was like six of us. It was me, Robbie, guy named Chase Houck, Teependale, Zach Mamba. And we had a thing going at FAU. We would get together two days out of the week and just make like six, seven vines and post them all with the hashtag FAU Runs Vine. But we kind of had like our own little Hollywood group, you know, but because we were in college, everyone graduated and went off to different careers, so we couldn't have kept the momentum that people in Hollywood can, because they're out there, not in college, they're out there, you know, living together. But us, we only had like a little amount of time to do that. So it was fun while it lasted. We're all doing our own thing now, so FAU still runs Vine, baby.
Definitely, most definitely. One quote that I wanted to bring up, and like I said, it speaks volume to your character. I read a recent article and you were quoted saying, I hate Vine famous. I just like being called Eric. And with that being said, I think a lot of people, you know, society nowadays, oh my gosh, I want to be rich, I want to be famous. But, you know, one of the scenarios of being on such a high pedestal that you kind of lose your privacy. How hard was it like to balance that out and for you to stay your humble grounds?
Well, people kind of backed off later into my college career. I'd like to say 2015, 2016. Still today, I'll get people that notice me, because you'll notice. Like a lot of people will notice. You'll notice someone looking at you or trying to sneak a picture with you, because they'll just stare at you and their mouth and their jaw will drop and you'll notice that they notice you. But you don't say nothing. Sometimes you will. It depends on the situation. But a lot of people, you know, approached me calmly, like, yo, you're that guy, or like, hey, I know you from somewhere, and you know, you like play with them and stuff like that. But I never got, you know, mad at people for coming up to me, because I was always in like a fun atmosphere. I was never, you know, having a dinner with a date or something. I was always with my friends or something, and my friends would gladly take the picture, you know. So I was always in a very chill atmosphere when people approached me. And a lot of times I was at tailgates at FAU and people would notice me at tailgates and offer me drinks and stuff. So there is like a little diminish in your privacy when you get fame like that. But because it's the internet and it's not like I'm not Leonardo DiCaprio or something like that, people don't ambush me, you know. They just come up to me and approach me with casualty, because I'm a big dude. You know, no one's going to come up to me like, You're that guy. Oh my God. they come up a little scared, because I'm an intimidating size. But when they start talking to me, you know, they get more comfortable. So
now, speaking of your size, did you play sports in high school?
I played a little football in high school. I wasn't very good because I hadn't developed any skills or muscle yet. I was just kind of tall, but I played defensive line. I really wanted to play tight end, but the coaches moved us. We didn't have good coaches in high school, which is part of the reason why I didn't, you know, pursue it. I only went into it because my dad used to play football. But I like basketball way better, but I wasn't good at that. I didn't get any skills in sports until like sophomore year of college, man. It was a late glow up. But
definitely a late glow up. One, I know, being a big dude, man, you know, like, at least let me get tight end. Let me at least catch the ball. And it's like, nah, you're on the line, son.
I know. I didn't want to sack the QB. I wanted to catch the ball and make the touchdowns, man. I didn't want to play defense. It's hurting my back.
My leg. You know, you being an FAU alumni, and I want to move on to the sports side of things, you know. You talked about Vine so much. I want to give you a different, you know, outlet, because, you know, you like sports.
Love sports. And,
yeah. So with that being said, let's move on to the Lane Kiffin hiring. First of all, You know, it's kind of like Friday with Ice Cube. Like, how Lane Kiffin gonna get fired on his day off? You know, especially the national championship week. But here you got a guy, you know, his record speaks for itself, but, you know, a lot of shenanigans too. But he's still a great coach. How do you feel like he would do at FAU?
Listen, FAU is in the Conference USA. We moved from the Sun Belt a few years ago. Our conference is awful. We play teams like North Texas, Old Dominion, who had the best record, kind of. Marshall's in it. Marshall's good, but Western Kentucky's average. But we don't have the type of competition that the SEC has. So I feel like bringing Lane Kiffin in here, and I think he brought in a few coaches from Bama, too. I think he brought in the assistant strength coach from Alabama, and that's big. Strength coach is big for players. But I think he'll do well. We open up the season with Navy on the road. Then we have Wisconsin on the road. That'll be a tough one. Then we open up our home game with Bethune-Cookman. That should be an easy win. But I think Lane Kiffin's going to come in here. I think he's going to be – I think he's either going to be 7-5 or 8-4, which will be a huge turnaround considering we just went 3-9 the past 3 years. In my 5 years at FAU, I've never seen one winning season. But I got to see Alfred Morris and Lucky Whitehead get drafted into the NFL. They're both in the Cowboys now. I wanted them to go to the Super Bowl, but, you know, it happens. But I think Lane Kiffin will do well at our school.
Yeah, and Lane's always been a great recruiter as well, so he should have no problem rebuilding that program.
I was just going to say he recruited an old FSU quarterback, so I think we're going to be good at the quarterback position. We've been struggling in that area, but good things are coming for that program.
Absolutely, absolutely. So let's move on to the life of a Jags fan. There's no history about it. The Jags have been struggling the last couple of years. You know, David Garrard is not walking through that door. Mark Brunell, nope. Byron Leverage, it's over with.
None of them.
No Jimmy Smith, like, it's over.
No Fred Taylor.
Fred Taylor. No MJD. I think people know where we're going with this. The Jags, you know, it's not like they're a bad friend. I mean, for being an expansion team about 20 years ago, and they had a decent amount of success. So what inspired you to just, you know what, let's do Life of the Jags fan and show how, you know, upset it can be to be a fan at times?
Well, I started that series last year. And how I usually make my videos is I'll just be sitting around and something random will come to me. So last year I was tired of losing because I've been a Jags fan since I was like 8 years old, man. I've only seen them get to the playoffs once. So I'm used to this streak of losing, and last year I just had enough of it, and I was like, why don't I just, you know, play around, make a video about it. And then it caught on. It got a lot of love on Twitter, and when you post something and you get a lot of love on social media, it makes you want to make more. So from that video, it got like, I want to say around 3,000 retweets the first one I did, and I just kept making more. But I did a lot more this past season than I did last year. I did maybe three last year, but this year I did one every week because people were loving them. So, but it helped that they were losing, but I don't want to see them lose every week. I want to see some W's, but it helped me make content when they lost. And it was cool because the Jags finally won around Christmas. So I got to like dance to Christmas music, and the Jaguars Twitter account actually shared that video. So it was great. But this team needs to get some W's next season. And the hiring of Tom Coughlin as GM and maybe Chip Kelly as offensive coordinator, hopefully we can get some W's next year. I'm not going to say we will because they disappoint me every year, but I'm hoping.
Who's your favorite player on the Jags right now?
I want to say Allen Robinson is a great wide receiver. He's going to be Dez Bryant caliber in the future. We just need Blake Bortles to get his head out of his ass and start making some good plays, because he was second in the league in pass touchdowns last year. And then this year he comes out at the end of the season saying he played all year with a hurt shoulder. And I'm like, what are you doing out there then, man? But I guess he wanted to get some playing time. But Blake Bortles is not a bad quarterback. He just needs some training and more practice. It's only his second season, so there's hope.
Eric Dunn at quarterback for the Jaguars.
Oh, God.
Blake Bortles showed success. I had him on my fantasy team last year. Duke can throw touchdowns. The thing with him is his interception rate. It's brutal. But luckily, you guys are in the AFC South, so it's a, you know, easier division. I think Andrew Luck is overrated, but, you know, that's my personal opinion.
Well, he used to be good.
Yeah, yeah. That's a whole different story. I'm not a storyteller. But, you know, nowhere but up for the Jaguars. Let's transition to the NBA. I don't like you for this because I hate the Spurs, but you are a Spurs fan. I'm a Heat fan, so we got beef.
Hey, not anymore.
I'm still mad about that 2014 finals. You guys just took care of us. But the Spurs, man. What made you start liking the Spurs?
I first watched the Spurs when they were in the finals with the Nets. I forget what year it was, but it was a long time ago. And I just liked how they played. And you could say I bandwagoned onto the team because I didn't grow up watching NBA. I just kind of had the TV on and I was watching the game. And that literally was the first, I think it was the first game I've ever seen on TV. And I needed a team. I liked basketball. So I was like, Spurs. Spurs going to be my team. I didn't know they were going to be a freaking dynasty for the next 10 years. But I'm glad they were because the Jaguars aren't giving me any, like, help with my blood pressure. So it's good being a Spurs fan. Even though I'm not from Texas, people always ask me how I became a Spurs fan. And I don't like to tell the story because they don't need to know. But I'll tell you because I like you. But I love the Spurs organization. It was sad seeing Tim Duncan leave. But I know Parker and Ginobili are next. I think we'll be all right. Kawhi Leonard's the future.
Yeah, Kawhi Leonard's a beast, man. I give credit where credit is due. LaMarcus Aldridge, you know, kind of up and down with the team, but he's still a perennial player. What's your expectations for the Spurs this year?
Right now, they've got the second seed in the West, which they tend to do every year. But it's when the playoff comes around is when they start choking. Last year, they lost to the Thunder in six. The year before that, Chris Paul hits a floating layup on us in game seven at the end of the game. So the past 2 years have been rough. But we have the talent. It's just we need to finish. And I'm not scared of anybody in the West. We smashed the Warriors first game of the season by like 29 points. The Clippers aren't very good in the playoffs. The Thunder lost KD. The Rockets are good, man. The Rockets, now that's a team I'll probably be a little frightened of. We got to play them in a 7-game series. But anybody else, I feel like we can beat. Warriors are nice. They're real nice. They can shoot. They got all this talent. They're like a Western Conference All-Star team. But the Spurs have that coaching. And they're deep. They've always been deep. So every year, I believe they can get to the finals, and they can. They just need to execute and not turn the ball over and play good defense because that's the main thing. You got to play defense, get your hand in the shooter's face. But I think we'll make it to the Western Conference Finals against the Warriors, and the world will be shocked. Spurs, Cavs.
Wow, that's a strong, strong opinion. I mean, you're not wrong for it. There obviously are flaws in the Warriors game. So, you know, nothing is far-fetched. I like how you brought up the Clippers because, like, it's either Chris Paul got hurt last night. It's either Chris Paul, Blake Griffin. You know, they're never healthy come playoff time. So, you know, I don't have much stock in the Clippers. Who's your choice for MVP right now?
Wow. Right now, it's either Westbrook or Harden. Those two guys are eating right now. And Giannis Antetokounmpo, he's going to be great in the future, but he's not playing MVP level right now. But I feel like this year I've seen a lot more 30-plus, 40-plus games from players this year than I have in previous seasons. But Russell Westbrook is killing it right now with the triple-doubles. James Harden is killing it with the assists. I think at the beginning of the season he said he wanted to pass more, and boy, is he doing it. So that's why I'm a little frightened for the Rockets because James Harden is playing like LeBron on the skill level aspect of it. But those are my two MVPs right now. We're not even at an all-star break, but things could change. But right now it's either Westbrook or Harden because those boys are playing their hearts out.
Them boys up to something. Obviously, you know, the Twitter world went crazy. I know you've seen this when Kyle Korver went to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Since then, the team has been struggling. You know, I couldn't even finish that Golden State-Cleveland game last night. They were down by 30 at halftime. Mm-hmm. With that being said, your thoughts on the Kyle Korver trade so far?
Well, last night was the first game I actually saw Kyle Korver play with the Cavs. Uh, I was I was happy for the Cavs that they even landed Korver because he's a great 3-point shooter, always has been. Kind of like J.J. Redick catching off the pass and pulling up like Clay. But it was a great addition to the team. I don't know if they lost anybody, but I don't like Shumpert. He's a defensive player. He's not very good offensively. But the East, the only reason the Cavs are so good is because the East doesn't have the competition that the West does. Like, look at the Knicks. They have Joakim Noah, Derrick Rose, Carmelo Anthony, and Porzingis. And they're not even in the top eight right now. Something's up with that organization. But the East has just been a struggle bus for the past few years. And LeBron just takes advantage of that and just destroys everybody. And having Kyrie as your point guard, Tristan Thompson on the boards, they're just dominant in the East. It's really all you can say. Like, the Celtics are good, but no one compares to the Cavs' talent until they get into the finals with a West team.
The thing with LeBron, you think it's like 6 or 7 straight NBA Finals appearances. I mean, the East can...
Exactly, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, the East can try as hard as they want to. I know Toronto gave them a run. I mean, the only team that gave LeBron trouble was that Boston team with KG and Paul and the rest of the crew there. Ever since then, LeBron has had multiple success. And I'm going to give you this, because to me, I love LeBron. I think he's a great player. But I know him getting a ring in Cleveland definitely helps him. But I still think he is nowhere near Jordan.
Oh, no. No way he's nowhere near Jordan yet. Because Jordan would have won all those appearances that LeBron's had in the finals. How many's it been? 2 straight? Like 6 or 7? And he's won 3? 2?
That's 3 titles now. He got 2 in Miami, then 1 in Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. He's got the 1 versus the Thunder, the 1 versus the Spurs, and then just the 1 versus the Warriors. So, yeah, 3. 3 out of 7 is not a good fraction. But he could have 7.
Yeah, exactly. Not 5, not 6, 7. So, with that being said, Eric, I do appreciate your time. What is in the future for Eric Dunn? What does it hold?
There's a lot of projects in the works right now for Eric Dunn. I'm working on a TV show right now. I'm trying to get my own podcast like you have right now. I wish you much more success on yours. I'm going to try to start my own here in the future. I'm trying to be a part of a bunch of different voice animation pictures, and I just want to be in dope stuff, you know? I want to use my talent for a bigger audience than the internet, and that's what I'm working towards right now.
It's great to hear, man. And I do appreciate you coming on. It's been a pleasure. Like I said, feel free to come back anytime. Dope person to work with. Really one of the most down-to-earth celebrities I met. And Mr. Eric Dunn, where can we find you at if the people don't know where you're at?
You can find me on Twitter at Eric V. Dunn, Instagram at Eric V. Dunn, _ at the end, YouTube, Eric V. Dunn, Facebook, just type in Eric Dunn, man. Just type in Eric Dunn on everything, you'll find me.
Eric Dunn. Timmy Turner, I gotta stop. thank you, Eric, and thank you for listening to The Fast Break. I am your host, Blake Rogers. Stay lit.